Hi, I'm Kate Crumley. I'm the IPM agent down for Wharton, Jackson, and Matagorda counties. And this is the week of July 2nd. And I've been scouting cotton and sorghum this week. And honestly, everything's looking pretty good. We're tooling right along. Got our first cracked boll in cotton today. So that was really nice to see. I'm glad we're gonna make it across the finish line here at some point. But and the sorghum's finishing up pretty nicely too. So we're out of stink bugs for the most part, just watching aphids. There's a few. Some places have been sprayed, mostly on the other side of 59 from where I was checking. But it's looking pretty good after we got all that rain last week. And our cotton is the pest pressure in it's been honestly pretty low. We've got stink bugs in some spots, and there's been some guys spraying stink bugs. A few places at threshold in all three counties. It just kind of depends on where you're at. And then the bollworm pressure has been relatively low, though. There have been fields that have been sprayed. There's been spots that needed it, but the Viptera is holding. And I've got a wide strike field that's the first generation stuff, and it doesn't have bollworms in it this year by some miracle. But our fruit load's looking pretty good. I am seeing some premature senescence in cotton. From potassium deficiency. So that's not something that you can do anything about at this point. That's something that you're going to have to adapt your fertility program for the coming year. So it'd be good to do some soil testing out there for that. But you can put a foliar feed on it. It'll green it up, but it won't have any impact on the yield or the lint quality if you do that. And then we're also seeing spots where we've got cotton root rot out there too. There isn't anything you can do about that once it starts to show symptomology. So how's yours looking, Stephen?
This is Stephen Biles, Extension Agent in Calhoun, Refugio, and Victoria counties. Our cotton is looking pretty good. We're ranging from mid-bloom to fields with open bolls in it, 0 to 7 nodes above white flower. Our pest abundance, it seems to be picking up a little bit. We're finding some bollworm injury in some of the 2-gene cotton. We were looking at some non-BT cotton today, and it had 10 to 15% damaged fruit from worms, and our stink bug feeding is in some fields, a few fields, up to 40%. So we're seeing a little bit more of that. But a lot of these fields are at 2 and 3 nodes above white flower, and they're pretty much past stink bug stage because they're 450 heat units past 5 nodes above white flower. Our grain sorghum is still, we're anywhere from milk to harvested. Yesterday, we harvested a grain sorghum hybrid trial. Yields are pretty fair. They were between 4,500 and 5,500 pounds. I've heard some fields that in the area that have gone up around 6,500 pounds of sorghum. We're finding the sugarcane aphids in pretty much all the fields, but we haven't found them in high numbers in any of them. Stink bugs, those numbers are starting to go up in some of the fields, but they're still like 6 and 10 heads, and I'm using a threshold of 1 per head, so they're below that yet. And the same kind of thing is what we're finding in our soybeans. I've seen a couple of fields of soybeans that are starting to turn yellow, getting ready for harvest, but most of our beans are R4, R5 stage. But the stink bugs are continuing to be in, just found in low numbers, not really high numbers. That's more or less what we're finding here.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service on the Gulf Coast of Texas.